This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. It's not something that we necessarily think about here in Florida, but the University of South Florida's geology program is examining volcanoes, particularly potentially damaging volcanic ash clouds. Geology professor Chuck Connor worked with colleagues from schools throughout Europe, including Leeds University and the University of St. Andrews, on research that was recently published by the journal Earth and Planetary Science Letters. Professor Connor, welcome to University Beats.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Now, you were looking at a very damaging 2010 eruption in Iceland that actually shut down air travel for almost a week throughout Europe. I'm going to let you pronounce the name of that volcano. But what specifically was your research looking at?
Yeah, that was the Eyjafjallajökull eruption, which is hard for anybody to pronounce, I think even an Icelander. In 2010, it was a relatively small volcanic eruption in Iceland, but it created havoc with the airlines industry, both in North America and in Europe. And people were trapped at airports for up to a week. It cost billions of dollars of damage, and millions of people couldn't get home.
And now your research was looking at the volcanic ash clouds that are produced by volcanoes like this, and they actually have what's called a return rate?
Yeah, so at USF we do a couple of things with volcanic eruptions. One is look at where ash is going to go in the atmosphere when a volcanic eruption occurs, and we develop computer models for that. We also look longer term and try to understand the rates at which these eruptions happen and how frequently air travel might be disrupted or worse.
And in this case, you're seeing that the return rate is decreasing, correct?
Well, the more we learn about this from the geologic record, we find out that these eruptions are more frequently occurring than we thought in the past. So, yeah, although they're not frequent on the scale of our experience, every few decades, one of these eruptions occur, and as infrastructure develops and the airline industry gets more complicated and jet engines get more complicated, they can have more impact on everyday people.
And so you're talking about, even though this is very small, fine particles that these volcanoes are belching into the atmosphere, they do produce a lot of potential damage.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The ash is like a tiny glass shard, and that's poison to a jet engine. So we don't want to fly commercial or military jets through these ash clouds. They're sometimes really hard for pilots to see, so we really have to improve our forecasting about what's up there and how long it stays there.
Now, you and some other researchers from USF, including students, traveled to Nicaragua in 2015, where you saw the Mamatambo volcano erupt for the first time in over 100 years. What were some of the important things that the researchers did there and learned there?
USF does a lot of research in Nicaragua, and when the Mamatambo eruption occurred last year, we responded by heading to Nicaragua almost immediately, and we deployed instruments like radar to understand the change in shape of the volcano. It actually was inflating like a balloon while we were there, and we were able to catch some of that and see what was going on. We observed lava flow on the flank of the volcano, and we were wondering how far that might extend out from the volcano and who might be affected. We developed computer codes to model those lava flows and to understand how far they might go. So it was a great opportunity in terms of research, and it was a nice way for USF to help out the Nicaraguan government in terms of understanding what the hazards might be associated with the eruption.
And also some work that was done in association with NASA as well?
Yeah. In fact, we were recently funded to continue our research in Nicaragua, and we're studying the rates of volcanic eruptions and the rates of earthquakes and how those things are coupled in Nicaragua and how we can improve our understanding of what the hazards are for people in the city of Managua, which is the capital of Nicaragua, and elsewhere in the country.
I mentioned at the very beginning, we don't necessarily think about volcanoes here in Florida. I mean, we're more concerned with hurricanes,
right?
Possible flooding. Why is this research important to people like us who don't live near volcanoes?
Well, I always tell people the more I learn about volcanoes, the happier I am to live in Florida. But really, USF is a global research university, and volcanoes are a global problem. So even if we're not directly affected by volcanic eruptions, economically we're impacted. We certainly want to reach out and help people directly affected by volcanic eruptions. And they're a fascinating thing to study. So from a research perspective, it's just great. So USF is one of the best places in the country to work on volcanoes, and our research is really helping us understand them as natural phenomena.
I've got to ask, how many volcanoes have you seen in person erupt, and what's that like?
I'm not sure, actually. More than 10, and it always takes my breath away.
10 more than me.
Yeah, it always takes my breath away. They can be really spectacular and sometimes a little bit scary, but I love the work. It's a natural phenomena, which is literally mind-blowing.
Well, the study was published in the journal Earth and Planetary Science Letters. You can find a link to that at our webpage, WUSFnews.org. Chuck Connor, USF Professor of Geology, thanks again for joining us on University Beat.
Thanks, Mark.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.